America's political activist, and of course, journalist. He's got a lot of courage. Jake Lang on X. Jake's right in front of the mayor's office. Dangerous situation. He gets attacked anywhere he goes. He got attacked by jihadis that have been arrested and charged, radicalized by ISIS, trained overseas. They threw a shrapnel hand grenade bomb at him, and it caught on fire but did not detonate. It's called the Mother of Satan bomb. Here's a photo of it. And so he joins us now. He's going to announce a lot of big stuff here today, exclusively. This is a short little segment. Some of the stations don't carry it, so we're going to break in 3.5 minutes, but he'll come back with us after that. But let's go to Jake Lang right now. Jake, thank you for joining us.
Alex, we're still standing because Jesus is on the throne of America, and we will not relent to radical Islamic terrorism. We are standing strong, still in New York City, still standing.
I know you got a lot of breaking news, but you were there. They did arrest them. They did SWAT team, and they are charging him with terrorism. But the mayor said the real problem is you, and then defamed you.
Yeah, this is what you get when you vote in a Muslim mayor from another country. He's Ugandan. He doesn't share our values. He doesn't share our God. He doesn't share our language, our religion. Nothing about him and an American is the same. And he has brought this radical Islamic terror to New York City. This was a 9/11 style terrorist attack meant to intimidate and squash our First Amendment right. White Christian Americans who are displeased with our displacement. We are being replaced in our homelands and being replaced by Muslims that are socialists. It couldn't get any worse. It's like living in a dystopian nightmare. And when you go out on the street corner and say, hey, by the way, I'm white Christian American, I don't want to be replaced, boom, a bomb lands in your lap, Alex.
Well, now we know it's terrorism. They went overseas and were trained. And this is a real bomb, but thank God it did not detonate, or a lot of people would have been dead. It was a shrapnel bomb.
Yes, the same exact style bomb that they've used in multiple terrorist attacks. The last body counts were over 50 in Paris, Manchester. They are killing people with these Satanistic bombs, literally the Mother of Satan bombs. They have the devil embedded in them, and that's why Jesus's hand was able to squash and smother that detonator bomb. And my life is being called for by God. I'm here on this earth to do something, Alex. I don't know yet what God wants to use me for, but I intend to find out every day, fighting for his kingdom, used for his glory, standing for a Christian America.
We had you on a month ago in Minnesota where you got viciously attacked by a giant crowd trying to kill you. The police did nothing. I tell you, man, everywhere you go, these people try to kill you.
Well, it's because I'm saying the simple truth, the simple facts. They're trying to replace us with a population that is subservient. These people from these third world countries, they don't care about the Second Amendment. They don't care about the First Amendment. They don't care about Christian normal social standards. They want to replace us in everything our founding fathers gave their lives for. This blood, New York City, Southern New York, where I'm at right now, Battery Park area. This is where George Washington made the stand against the Redcoats. And this is where Jake Lang and the Crusaders will make the stand against Islam. New York will not become London.
Well, that's right. People that don't know, George Washington famously, this one's called Battery Park, that had a big barricade and cannons held off the British for a long time. They're outnumbered literally like 10-1. So that sacred ground you're on right now, that has literally been occupied and currently conquered by a demonic, Islamic, America-hating scumbag.
Yes, it's the leftists and the Islamists have ganged up to defeat white Christian men. That is the last bastion of freedom in the entire world. European white Christian men and American white Christian men. We're the only ones that are willing to stand up and say, this republic, this constitutional republic, and our God-given rights are not for sale. We will not sell them out to the nearest socialist who's willing to give us food stamps and free apartment and free housing. Our rights were given to us
by
God.
Stay right there. Back in 16. The end. end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon, AI, surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And they're still going to try to stay in control. But because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have a conversation for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations. So I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really know it to yourself. Tommy Robbins was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March mega sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at TheAuctionStore.com. Online of the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, all of them saying white Christian men are the enemy. They must be destroyed before the world can flourish. We can have our new world order. Well, Jake Lang, seeing this over the last decade, intensifying now, decided, well, I'm going to stand up against it. I'm going to stand up against the globalist. And he doesn't hate any group. He understands he's being attacked. And everywhere, from Dearborn, Michigan, to Minneapolis, Minnesota, to New York City, they try to kill him. And just yesterday, when they were having a peaceful demonstration, two young men now confirmed to be trained overseas by ISIS threw a shrapnel bomb that have killed 30, 40, 50 people in the same bomb that's been used before. ISIS trained them to do it, called the Mother of Satan. It caught on fire but did not detonate. And they were going to blow up a bunch of innocent people by innocent people that weren't even with Jake Lang. Totally insane. They got SWAT teamed. They got arrested. The corporate media is trying to cover this up. The mayor is saying that Jake Lang is the problem, not the bombers. We have a clip of that. So Jake Lang has some major announcements he's about to make. But some stations just joined us and hear that short segment earlier. Recap, you've got the floor. Talk about what you witnessed, where this is going, and the major announcements. Jake Lang, who literally is walking a tightrope on a daily basis. You can say what you want about him, but the man has guts, and guts is enough. Jake Lang.
Thank you, Alex. Glory to God for saving me and all my Crusader brothers from the Islamic terror attack. The mayor is too afraid to call it what it is. In fact, he doubled down today, calling me a white supremacist. Yesterday, his statement that has over 20 million views on X, he names me by name. He names my ideology, wrongfully defaming me as a white supremacist. I may be pro-white, just like I'm from New York. I love the Yankees. I'm also a white man. I have to advocate and step up and represent my people who are being persecuted in America. We're being replaced and persecuted. So, of course, I'm pro-white. That's a natural thing to be if you're born a white person. But Zoran Mandami, instead of naming the terrorist names, these people who threw bombs, instead of calling them terrorists, instead of naming that they're radical Muslims, he calls out my ideology and basically insinuates that because I have a different political opinion, because I'm a Trump supporter, because I'm white, because I'm a Christian, that I have now basically antagonized and invited a terror attack upon myself. And that is what makes a third world country. America is defined by this. You can have any opinion on any street corner and say it without being attacked. If you're in Saudi Arabia and you're a Christian and you dare proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, the same thing that happened to me yesterday would happen to you on the streets. That's how you know we're living under Islamic oppression. If you do not have the right to say Jesus Christ is Lord and I want to remain a demographically white country, and if you can't say that in America without being bombed by Muslims, Do we even have a First Amendment? Are we even a free country anymore? It's time to stand up, American men. The rights you think you have written on a piece of paper are nothing unless you exercise them.
Now, we've seen the footage, but there's always more when you're actually there. Describe where you were, what happened, then the aftermath, and then the big announcements you've got.
So this was another beautiful, peaceful protest we put on where we were assaulted on when we were arriving to the mayor's mansion. Thousands of protesters surrounded us. Antifa attacked us with their masks on, pepper sprayed my guys, punched me in the face. I'm still healing up from that. And this was just on the way. This is even before the real terror attack happened with bombs, the other terror attack by Antifa. See how Antifa and the Islamists are working together? One of them punches you in the face and antagonizes you and threatens you and stalks you. The other one throws bombs at you. And at the end of the day, they go meet up and they laugh about it somewhere in their little Antifa signal chat. Dens, disgusting vermin. And we were there peacefully protesting. I had my goat with me, Bubba, the Christian Crusader goat, who is a symbol around the world to the Muslims. Leave the goats alone. Leave the children alone, Muhammad. In America, we have standards. No bestiality, no pedophilia. I know they teach that in your demonic book that you guys read, the Quran. But in America, that doesn't fly. So we brought the goat. We are singing the Star Spangled Banner. We're singing God Bless America by Lee Greenwood. And then all of a sudden, as I was in the middle of giving a speech, a crazed Muslim that has been radicalized and just traveled to the Middle East, an ISIS terrorist, used a liberal protester who was in the middle. He was in the middle. This liberal white man was in the middle of literally saying that all foreigners are welcome in New York City as this guy uses his shoulder and catapults off him and throws a bomb over him intended to vaporize me. It landed 3 feet in front of me. And Alex, to take away all the hyperbole and all of the, you know, the theatrics here, that was incredibly, incredibly testing of my faith. In that moment, I thought my life was over. And immediately, my first reaction was to give glory to God. Everyone saw the video. I said it was Jesus who made it so that bomb didn't detonate. And I believe that God did purposely intervene as a miracle in my life and the life of this movement that we had. Christians Uprising, Tommy Robinson's, Nick Shirley's, amazing Christians that are standing against the radical Islamification of America. Every bomb that is thrown against us and every weapon that is thrown against us will not prosper in the mighty name of Jesus because we have a calling. Charlie Kirk was taken by the Lord, but God has set more warriors in his stead to pick up the torch and carry us on to liberty so that 100 years from now, children can grow up in the same beautiful America with the same standards, the same demographics, in the same way that the founding fathers envisioned when they put their pen to that ink and they made sure they put their lives and their sacred honor for the same things I'm fighting for today. And we are the new Crusader movement fighting against Islam, Alex.
Let's play a clip of Mondami a day after this happened and having to admit it was terror, but then saying white people are the problem. And then they have their fake federal numbers they've been caught putting out. Here's the clip.
We're home at the time. This was a vile protest rooted in white supremacy entitled Stop the Islamic Takeover of New York City. I'm the first Muslim mayor of our city. Anti-Muslim bigotry is nothing new to me, nor is it anything new for the 1 million or so Muslim New Yorkers who know this city as our home. While I found this protest appalling, I will not waver in my belief that it should be allowed to happen. Ours is a free society where the right to peaceful protest is sacred. It does not belong only to those we agree with. It belongs to everyone. I will defend that right every day that I am mayor, even when those protesting say things that I abhor. Let me also be clear about something else. New York City will never tolerate violence, whether from protests or counter-protests. Many of the counter-protesters met this display of bigotry peacefully, with a vision of a city that is welcoming to all. But a few did not. Two men, Amir Balat and Ibrahim Kayumi, traveled from Pennsylvania and attempted to bring violence to New York City. They are suspected of coming here to commit an act of terrorism. There is video of these two individuals throwing two devices towards the protest. The police department has determined that these were improvised explosive devices made to injure, maim, or worse. Thanks to the swift and decisive actions of NYPD officers at the scene, both men were immediately taken into custody and the devices they brought taken off of our streets. I want to commend the officers who were on site.
Even though he literally helps Alvin Bragg throw the book at them when they do their job. Jake Lane, wow. I'm actually surprised that there was such quick action to arrest him in Pennsylvania. We have footage of the SWAT team raiding him. Where do you see this going now?
Well, we need to understand that if we allow the media and the governmental forces to continue to misalign Christian conservative peaceful protesters like me and call us all these type of names, bigots and hateful, they are inviting the violence. And then when they do not condemn Islamic terrorism, when they sit by and refuse to say the name of the terrorist, and he just called them counter-protesters. What kind of counter-protester brings a nail bomb and throws it at peaceful protesters? That's an act of terrorism. They're using this word salad and purposely obfuscating the truth. And that's why today we will be announcing sweeping federal lawsuits on discrimination and defamation of my civil rights. They have labeled me as a terrorist. ABC News, CNN, NBC, they all implied that it was my protesters and my men that threw the devices, and that a device was found outside the home of Malt himself. And that's why these people will be forking over, just how Rudy Giuliani was completely screwed and they took everything. Zora Mandami, I'm coming for your shoelaces. We are going to sue the pants off you guys. I'm not a white supremacist. I am pro-white, but I love all of God's creation. And I want to make sure that if Jamaica was being taken over by another race, another culture, I would stand with the Jamaicans. Same thing I stand with the Americans. We're being taken over. Same thing's happening to Ireland. All people should stand for themselves and be proud of who they are and what they were, skin they were born in. I'm proud to be white, proud to be American, proud to be Christian. And guess what? We're the best country in the world, made by people who look like me and think like me. And we will continue the next 1,000 years to be the American dynasty of Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Well, listen, I know, and I agree, you pray every time, and I think God is protecting you, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But I got to tell you, Jake, I know you're going to keep doing what you're doing, but, man, every time you go out now, they try to kill you. I mean,
double down, Alex. Got to double down, because the war is still a front. These people aren't quitting. Evil does not rest. The Bible tells us how quick are evildoers to do their evil deeds. In fact, they cannot sleep at night unless they do them. And how lazy are the children of God to do the good deeds and be righteous and stand against evil. We must prove that proverb not to be true and show that the Holy Spirit is more powerful than these demonic forces, that America's future is greater than our past, and we will continue to push forward and usher the world into a freedom and liberty-loving Christian world. This is our calling, to be the light on the hill and not the Muslims in the basement plotting their terrorist attacks.
I forget the exact Bible verse, but we are not given over to a spirit of weakness and fear and cowardice, but the spirit of a lion, a bold spirit. Pull up the actual Bible verse, but we're not, you know, we are given the spirit of a lion, not a spirit of weakness. Find the exact quote because I don't get it wrong. I know this, God does hate cowards. And it just illustrates how vicious the left is. Thousands of mainly white people, but some black folks and Muslims trying to literally rip you apart and kill you and stab you. They stab you, but didn't go through your body armor. And then nothing's done. They run over and drag Nick Sorter down the road. The police say, well, you shouldn't be here. They attack the women that pull over and save you when you finally escape. And then people attack them and they say they deserve it, even though they weren't even conservatives. And then they're throwing shrapnel nail bombs at you with real explosives. They confirm that's why they're being indicted. This wasn't a firework.
Alvin Bragg would have completely fumbled it. Thank God the feds came in and took over and upgraded to terrorism, because Alvin Bragg would have had these guys back out on the street the next day and just said they were hungry because they didn't eat anything for Ramadan. I mean, that's the kind of level that these people are at right now. They'll make any excuse for evil, but when it comes to stand for good, they will condemn us and lie about us and misalign us. That's why the lawsuits are coming forward. And I want to hear from the InfoWars family. Do you think New York City needs a new mayor? Because, Alex, I'm born and raised a New Yorker. I wrestled here at Hunter College. I took over New York City when I came here 12 years ago to be a wrestler. I ran the city up and down every street. I know everybody here. I think New York needs a strong Christian representative. And just maybe, if the people want it, maybe I'll come back and save New York, Alex. How's that sound?
Regardless, you'd certainly inject a lot of well, we can't have a white New Yorker. You know, I guess we can't have anybody. It's just totally disgusting. I don't care what color somebody is, as long as they love freedom. I am just so sick of it all. Now, let's just recap here, though, in general. These guys literally went overseas, were trained with a known ISIS bomb. This design is how they were trained to do it. And they literally, because I've seen the footage, but I won't tell me if I'm right. There were other people, counter-protesters right by you. There were journalists by you, people walking down the street as well. They threw a bomb that this same design has killed people up to 30, 40 feet away. They and injured people up to 100 feet away. They threw a shrapnel bomb, a nail bomb, just into a crowd of people. I mean, again, if I was going to go kill somebody, which I'm not going to do, I'll sure as hell make sure it's the person I'm trying to kill. It's like when they went and shot up the ICE facilities, they shoot up a van full of illegal aliens, too dumb to even shoot the front where the drivers are. It's constant. There's been a bunch of cases where they go shoot up ICE facilities in Texas, two different cases where they shoot the illegal aliens. They're so dumb. Sorry, go ahead.
It's a terror campaign. It's not just about killing me, right? Because another man, there will be another man to stand up and bear the torch of Christianity against Islam. It's about creating a culture of suppression, coercing people to be in fear, to humiliate them, to make them docile and get used to start to condition them that radical Islamic terrorism is normal, that if you voice your opinion as a Christian, if you voice your opinion as a white person, that you will be under attack. And that is not normal, Americans. Do not feel normal. Get pissed off. Get active. Join the Crusaders Active Club. Start to come out with me and my brothers, because the day we allow the culture war of the streets, when they own the streets, they own the culture. When they own the positions of power, they own the culture. We need to start to shift this.
No, I agree. By the way, in this footage, we'll back that up.
We cannot be deterred.
I've been watching the footage, but you were there. Dozens and dozens of leftists running up into police, hitting police in their faces. Cops, why are the cops putting up with that? They shouldn't have to put up with somebody that's literally ramming into them.
Stand down order. Zoran Mondami has told them, if it's Jake Lang, if it's a Christian, if it's a Trump supporter, let him get lynched. And the cops, and thank God the NYPD cops were light years more professional than Minneapolis. Minneapolis literally sat on the sidelines as they're ripping me limb from limb. The New York cops tried, but here's where they failed, and here's where we're failing as a whole entire society, as the Christians, as the conservatives out here on the streets. We should have had all the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, 3%ers, all the intelligence, you know, former military guys there should have been running counter operatives inside that crowd, scanning the crowd of Antifa for bombs. And the New York Police Department should have been doing it too. But when we can't trust them because they're run by Zoran, we need our men, all the Green Berets out there, all of these amazing guys, all the preppers, all the guys that watch YouTube videos and know how to shoot somebody 1,000 miles downrange. You need to be in the crowds with us, doing the counter-operative work, knowing where the threats are, assessing who may have a bomb, because you have people like me and other great leaders like Nick Shirley, Tommy Robinson, who has death threats on them. Where are our conservative brothers? What are you guys in the gym for? What are you lifting the weights for? What are you at the shooting range for? The crusade is on, and you're sitting home retweeting videos. Get out here and help the cause, because we will not win this by retweeting videos. We need to show dominance. The same way the Muslims take over New York City, Times Square, and put down their prayer rugs and mark their territory and show that they're the dominant religion, we need to, as Christians, counteract that and show massive Christian action on the street, show our strength, show our love of God, and be a Christian nation that is not afraid to proclaim Jesus from New York City Hall to Seattle, Portland, all the way back to Dearborn, Michigan. It's all God's country, and we will fight for every last
And Jake Lang, I actually had some of these videos ready. There's hundreds of new ones a day of them every week blocking Times Square. They show up in Texas in people's front yards praying in the middle of the day. In New York, a shopkeeper opens his broom closet, and a New York Muslim cop is praying in his closet. It's all about pissing on us. It's all about an act of the calls of prayer. They admit it's all about that. You have them coming up in England and the U.S. telling people don't eat during Ramadan, you know, during the day or whatever.
Well, that's why we brought Zoran Mondami.
We'll show that, too. And again, here's my point. People can say we're doing is provocative. That's what I was going to.
Good.
They say in the Quran, dominate everyone, and go get in their faces to train us to accept it. They're making the public schools all over the country pull pork out. They're having to put in prayer rooms in Michigan and Texas for the Muslims. Oh, if kids give out Christmas cards that are Christian, they get in trouble. But, oh, you can have You can have prayer rooms for the Muslims. They have bought off the government. It's the
prayer rug. They just installed, Alex, they just installed a prayer rug, a Muslim prayer rug, in front of the 9/11 memorial for the FDNY Muslims to pray during their lunch breaks in front of the 9/11 memorial. We've got hijab wearing, you know, Pakistanis dancing on the World War II memorial in Washington, D.C. These invaders don't care about us, from Bangladesh, from Pakistan, from all these different
countries. Well, it's not that they don't care about us. They know they're here to dominate. We have thousands of their imams bragging. So let's go to a few clips. This is just a day ago. You run a little grocery store, and all of a sudden you hear, and you open the door, and the cops, they're Muslims, are in your broom closet doing this. And then we'll cut to them telling people, hey, you can't eat, who aren't even Muslims. Oh, and there's new footage of them with horses in police uniforms in England telling people to get off the streets at night and telling restaurants to close. I mean, they are really flexing. Let's go to these clips.
Yo, bro, I don't even know what's going on, but, nigga, I'm trying to go to the bathroom, and look, nigga got 12 in here praying.
Bro,
What's going on? 12 is in there praying right now, bro.
Bro.
What are you doing?
I'm just coming here.
Yeah.
You on this?
Yeah, I do.
You on this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. How come you eating, boss? It's Ramadan, boss.
Huh? Yeah, sorry, brother.
It's Ramadan. This is no good. Ramadan. Muslim.
I know, brother. I'm sorry.
You're Muslim, yeah?
No.
You sure? I think so you are.
You are.
It's Ramadan now. No way, Ramun.
What are you doing? Romania is not
Muslim.
No,
you sure? Brother, please, yeah, because it's very big trouble, huh? Okay? Please don't be eating in Ramadan, yeah? Please, because you know, really bad.
So just because the people are a little brown, you can look up, they're not Muslims. This guy's telling him, now what happens is they do that in neighborhoods for a while. When people don't do what they say, they come and stab you or shoot you or bomb you or run you over with a car. And by the way.
Well, so, I mean, yeah. This whole thing boils down, Alex, you know, the Islamification of Europe and America is really part of the larger problem, which is the white replacement problem, which is the main focus of the whole entire activism I'm doing. We're pointing out that they're replacing the native populations of Europe and America with invaders, not just Muslims, but all different types. And we need to stand against that. And the head of the snake is Islam, because they are a conquering false religion, political ideology. So out of all the invaders, they've risen to the top as the most vile and the most dangerous and the most antithetical to the American way of life. So once we solve the Muslim invasion problem, believe me, that's not the end of it. There are a lot of people. Just look at Canada. Canada is not necessarily taken over by Muslims. The Sikhs there, it's unrecognizable. You go right across the border from Niagara Falls, it is unrecognizable. It's not a Canadian in sight.
Well, everyone's in the cities, every single city council member is Sikh. Nothing against Sikhs, but they come in, they take over, they only hire their own people. These come from tribal groups, folks, where it's all about the tribe. With Islam, it's the tribe. And you're right. And then Islam also allies with the left. That's why they're so dangerous. Do a few more minutes with us, Jake Lang, there on the streets of New York. I want to hear more about this lawsuits and taking action. I promise, callers, because we don't have any guests after this, we're going to Mike and Cameron and Spencer and Xavier and Craig and Sean and Justin and Carlos and Daryl and Bill. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jake Lang straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. It's one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalists. We are having the greatest effect together. That's all of us against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. But that's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Bigly. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win, man. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or, you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you should become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers. And with one click in your profile, you cancel any time for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Is this some conspiracy?
All right, well, Jake Lang, we'll continue to get updates with you, but I wanted you to be able to finish up any points you'd forgotten or any other points you'd like to make. Then I want to hear your take in general about the Iran war and what President Trump is doing there, and overall your report card on what you'd like to see the Trump administration doing, whether you're pleased or partially pleased or not pleased. Jake Lang.
President Trump's our commander-in-chief. I stand behind our commander-in-chief. Now that we've engaged with the enemy, it's time for total decimation. And quite honestly, I love seeing the Muslims being absolutely dominated by the American forces in the Middle East. It shows the warring Christians are stronger than the weak Muslims. So I'm looking at it from more of a bird's eye view. I'm not looking at it from who is it benefiting, Israel, or what are we doing over there. Right now, we're at war with Islam in our streets, and we're at war with Islam in the Middle East. And I understand that this war that's been started against London, against Europe, is now metastasizing, and we're taking it to their shoreline. So I stand with President Trump. I don't really care about Middle East interventionalism. It hasn't been beneficial to us in the past. But when it comes time to lay claim and stake yourself and say you're a Christian or you're a Muslim, it's good to see the Christian countries of this world, America being the most dominant Christian country, show its absolute strength and prowess. When it comes wartime, these Muslims know who's on top. And that's why they do these cowardly terrorist attacks, because when it comes to stand face to face with us on the battlefield, they can't hold a candle to the American military dominance. So I'm really proud of President Trump. Don't really care if it benefits Israel or not. I'm going to blow the Muzzies out of the water.
Yeah, but we did that for 20-something years, and the globalists then brought them all here.
It's part of the doing it. Let's go. Make more bombs, baby. Let's go. Get them out. They want to kill and rape and destroy you and your family. They're doing it all over Sweden. They're grabbing little white girls and pinning them down. And the court said the rape didn't last long. Nuclear warheads. Are you kidding me?
Well,
are you kidding me? Scourge on the earth.
You're almost kidding.
They're sending Zoran Mandami over here to take over our mayorship role, okay? Wouldn't it be a lot better if our American military forces stopped that communist Muslim bastard in his tracks, in his homelands?
Hey, Jake, let me, Jake, you're running hot here.
I'm running hot, Alex. I'm ready for the action, baby. They come at me and my family on my home turf in New York. They're asking for war.
I got it.
I didn't declare this war. I'm a peaceful American living and exercising my First Amendment. But we will not cower or we will not relent to radical Islam.
Jake, I'm asking a question. I have a question for you, Jake.
In the desert, wherever they want it, they can come get it.
I understand. Jake, let me ask you a question. I'm saying we were told in the last 25 years we're fighting them over there instead of over here. Then the very same globalists that launched those wars opened the borders up and have brought in 15 times on average what was here 25 years ago. So did you notice that the Muslim invasion began as soon as we went over there and blew it all up? Then the UN NGOs brought them all in. And I mean, you know the neocons were involved in all that as well. So you understand there's a larger plan.
Yes, no, I acknowledge those facts, and that's why I said the interventionism hasn't worked out for us. But maybe it's time to raise the temperature even more. Excavate all these people out of our countries, and if they really want a jihad, if they really want a holy war, we will show them the other end of our barrel all day long. And the problem is we're fighting a war in the Middle East but not realizing the same bad actors are going to the Middle East, like these two schmucks that tried to murder me and all my friends. They're going to the Middle East, and they're coming back here with the same weapons they use on Americans over in the Middle East. They're bringing them over here to kill us here. So where's the war's really main front? It could be anywhere. And right here in New York City, it's active and ongoing. If you're a Christian, try to go preach the name of Jesus outside Zoran Mandami's house and be, you know, a political influencer and see if they're not going to try to murder you too, Alex. I guarantee you, if you tweet it right now, I'm coming to New York 2 weeks from now to preach the name of Jesus outside Zoran Mandami's house, you will be targeted by radical Islamic terror attack. So is this war, or are we pussyfooting around? Are we men or are we mice?
I hear you. I can play 1,000 of these clips, but these are just indicative of Muslims, black guys, you name it, and most black guys aren't like this, saying white men are the enemy. We just kill all them. We'll fix it all. Then I have the head of the Texas Vaccine Project, you know, a woman saying, I'm not going to play it today, but, you know, we've got to kill the white people. They're the ones who won't take the shots. What? There's this obsession by the white left, all of it, get rid of white people. And they even say in their actuaries, it's because of Christianity. It's because they rebel. It's because they won't go along. We don't know why. It's these white men won't submit to this. Well, I wish everybody.
Hell yeah, we won't, Alex. Hell yeah.
Well, I wish everybody. Hold on a minute.
He lives in our hearts, and we fight for him.
No, I mean, I get compared to a totally brain-dead white guy that lays down and doesn't even know what planet they're on. I would rather have you kind of on the other extreme, completely bouncing off the walls like Yosemite Sam meets the Tasmanian devil. I'm not putting you down, but it's, you know, it's just kind of the cartoon level. I'm not saying you're a bad guy. You guys are risking your life, so I get you get amped up. I'm not judging you, but it's just like, you know, I'll take this extreme over this extreme. Somebody that's got a heartbeat, you know, and it's not a coward. But I'm saying the average white person who has a real job, is out there working, has no idea how much the colleges, the system, the media is literally saying we're the devil. And so anybody looking at Jake Lang saying this guy's nuts, no, he's seen it, he's lived it, he knows it. This is pretty much a normal response to red-blooded people to being told you're scum, we're going to kill you. My point is that we have to navigate this and not let them bait us into too big a response, but instead we've got to have a good response. Here's a couple clips. I want your response to this.
And the one idea is how we are going to exterminate white people, because that, in my estimation, is the only conclusion I have come to. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem. Now, I don't care whether you clap or not, but I'm saying to you that we need to solve this problem because they are going to kill us. And I will leave on that. So we have to just set up our own system and stop playing and get very serious and not be diverted.
I am a 58-year-old adult human female. I am formally making my proclamation exclamation right now to you. I will no longer be associating with any white males of any kind. It does not matter if liberal or conservative. It does not matter what color hair or eyes. As long as the skin is white and it is a male, I will not be associating with it anymore.
Don't worry, lady. Nobody wants you.
The symbol, the symbolism of a white male has become the epitome of hate.
By the way, that's a real video, folks. These people are on so many drugs. Jake, would you like to marry her?
Well, see, there's been a propaganda campaign waged on white Western men for so long to rob us of our testosterone, rob us of our pride, of our heritage. And what you get is a whole entire weak society of liberal men, just indicative of the weak liberal guy that was chanting, "All foreigners are welcome in New York," as a Muslim man.
Jake, my point is, Jake, this lady is obviously on like 10 different serotonin reuptake inhibitors. She's whacked out her mind. She obviously no men, period, want her. Would you be willing to take her out on like a celebrity date to try to help her?
Of course, yeah. If I have, make sure there's lots of cameras around, because you know these crazy liberals, they like to scream, you know, like President Trump, rape. No one would rape.
Oh yeah,
with
she looks even.
Pole.
It's hard to do.
I wouldn't
she
touch
looks
you
like
with my dummy
she looks
stick.
Like E. Jean Carroll. Like yeah, as crazy as her.
Well, Alex, you know, at the end of the day, and I was talking about war. And we are not seeking war. We're not seeking violence. We're not seeking anything. We're seeking deportations. We want our society. We want peace. We want these people out of our country. And if they won't stop attacking us, then we have to go to war, right? That's the only natural solution. But my political platform is not like these people said, exterminate black people, exterminate Muslims. No, sir. I love these people. They do have beautiful parts of their culture, and they have great people that are part of their community. Problem is, in the percentage-wise, a lot of them are criminals, a lot of them are bad people, and they don't flush well with white Americans, and that's why we need deportations. I don't want exterminations. I want deportations.
Hold on. I know you're saying you're not rolling over and dying. So in closing, Jake Lang, the caller's one right to you, what is next for you?
We have, and this is the first time I'm going to announce this, and we're planning it out with all the Crusader different chapters across the board. And by the way, guys, DM me right now. If you want to join an active club, we do Christian protests, go outside abortion clinics, do all the kind of stuff that men do. We stand tall for what we believe in. Just DM me right now on X, Instagram, Facebook, Jake Lang. Shoot me a DM. I'll get you in your local chapter. And we're going to be announcing a huge Christian demonstration on Easter Sunday called One King Day. One King, Jesus Christ is King of America. It's going to be in multiple cities. Christians, come out with your crosses, come out with your Bibles. It's going to be peaceful. We're going to proclaim Jesus Christ is Lord God and Lord God of America. First and foremost, America is a Christian country. I hope and I pray that God blesses this. It's going to be the largest Christian demonstration in a generation, and America will show that our founding fathers designed this land to be Christian, and we will not fall to Islam. April, I think actually it's the end of March, beginning of April, is Easter Sunday. See you out there at your local state capitals and cities, guys. Christians, stand up before the West falls, and we all disappear.
Jake Lang, you have the same cadence as Mike Lindell without all the cussing. You like Mike Lindell?
Of course, Mike Lindell's great. And guess what? I'm going to be the first man pardoned by President Trump and pardoned by Mike Lindell because I just got a felony charge for kicking over the ice cubes in Minnesota. And Mike Lindell's going to be the new governor of Minnesota. So Mike Lindell for a governor, Mike Lindell for pardon. So God bless.
Is Mike Lindell secretly
saving my life through these awesome Christian men that he's saved? He's putting into positions of power just to save me. That's how much God loves
me. Is Mike Lindell secretly your father?
I love Mike Lindell. We talk all the time. He's been on my podcast in prison, was a relentless supporter of mine while I was in prison. And I believe that man will save Minnesota from the scourge of Islam, the scourge of the Somali daycare fraudsters, and the scourge of SSRI white liberals that want to kill our themselves, our own race. They hate us. So Mike Lindell's going to save us.
All right, Jake Lang, thank you, man. Be safe, brother.
God bless you, Alex.
Okay, here's the deal. I want to warn the left. I mean, like, you guys keep attacking everybody, like average white person, which is working to live their life. You are literally creating an army of Jake Langs. God help you, I can tell you. I just want this to stop. It's got to stop. It's not going to stop. I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying. Oh, it's so funny. By the way, I've confirmed. Nobody's giving me secret information. When I call people up, they go, yeah, Alex, yeah, you're dead on. Yeah, we're not doing yet. Just... yeah, listen to your show. We listen to your show to figure out what's going to happen. You're kind of, we're the tail, you're the dog. And I do get calls, like last weekend, Sunday, I got a call. How do you know we're doing a ground invasion of the Gulf of the Strait of Hormuz? I go, well, that's the obvious move. I mean, you have to if you're doing this. This is regime change. I mean, God. But Trump is getting ready to invade Iran, folks. Yeah. And boy, I sure hope they got some secret weapons because we sure as hell need them. I'm going to go to your calls. I appreciate you holding. I really appreciate everybody. It's just so insane now. Everything's so crazy. We have let in the absolute scum of the earth. And we have promoted them. We have pushed them. And now this country is just shot full of holes. And it's still the best house in a bad neighborhood. Let's have a little comic relief with the... Alex Jones, Donald Trump, Jeopardy, then I'm going right to your phone calls. Stay with us.
Categories are, that's a globalist. Next up, 9/11, followed by famous fentanyl overdose deaths. Then we've got, it's a man baby. Finally, we've got, what a fag. Notice F-A-G is in quotations there. Don, we'll start with you.
Let's try fag for $400, Alex.
Harry Sisson, an online content creator. That's it. Don, you've got the board.
Let's go fag for 600, Alex.
California Governor Gavin Newsom.
What is a total fag?
Oh, so close, but not quite there. Yes, Alex?
What is a raging faggot?
Raging indeed. Alex, go ahead and choose the next category.
Let's do famous fentanyl overdose deaths for
$1,000. Hey, that's not a real $20 bill. This random criminal became the face of a George Soros color revolution in 2020.
Who is St. Floyd?
I'm checking with the judges. And yes, St. Floyd or George Floyd both work here. Alex, next category, please.
Let's go with it's a man baby for $1,000.
Daily Double. Alex, what would you like to wager on this one?
So let's make it a true Daily Double, Alex.
This former First Lady is built like a linebacker, and many have suggested she is actually a he.
Oh, boy. Who is Big Mike?
Big Mike or Michelle Obama. Absolute pythons for arms and maybe one in her pants as well. Alex, you've got control. Go ahead.
Many of you are very talented, but if you really want to wow me today, you're going to have to show something extra. Little thing I'd point, heart.
I think his mom, like, drank when she was pregnant or something.
Ah! Attaboy, JD. Hustle, hustle.
I believe in you, JD. I know your heart's on the football field, but I need your head in history class, Mr. Vance.
Yes, Vance, yes.
That stupid freak will never make the team. These
when you and your daughter are both gay.
I wish I had 100 of you. If only you could get those godforsaken test scores up.
If you ask a hot chick to prom, I'll give you a C because history smiles upon the bold.
Asking me for my permission to ask my daughter to prom is a really classy move.
Yeah, I'm unable to do the show right now. I know we have loaded phone lines, but I dropped the ball, okay? First hour, I covered it ad nauseum, but I didn't communicate it out to people so clips didn't get out, and this is vital. Time is of the essence that the invasion of Iran has been prepared. The mass mobilization is happening. They're going to invade to take over the Strait of Hormuz, the nuclear material, and take over this island where 90% of the oil is shipped to be transshipped out to the rest of the world. This is full invasion. This will escalate absolutely into World War III, 90%+ of the time, depending on how you study it. And I'm not mad at myself or even the crew. It's just there's not a sense of urgency because we're all so close to this. So the headline that was put out, and I'm not mad, leave it up, was about seizing the island. No, that is not that. I explained that was just the trigger for the full invasion. The full invasion of Iran is going down. We have maybe days, maybe a week to stop this. There is a full mobilization. The troops are already on C-130s, not just the 82nd. It's all happening, okay? And even myself, we start covering this like it's an entertainment show or like we're watching a movie, a war movie. No, this is real. We're living this. So I need to stop the show, maybe go to rebroadcast for a while. Need to recollate my articles, recollate my videos, recollate it, and I will do it properly on air so that it's on record what's about to happen. Because I love to make jokes all day and just enjoy myself. Believe me, that's what I want to do. But I can't do it. I just can't do it. Because I can say really powerful things on the show and encapsulate it. But if I don't communicate what to clip, what to put out, what headlines to do, then it has no effect. And what I said first hour was a big deal. The whole point of them hitting that island first is to set the precedent and to get you to go to sleep to accept full invasion. We put out the headline with only the island, with their PSYOP control, not even knowing it. And I'm not mad. I just realize that if I'm not constantly on, constantly there, the PSYOPs work. We get taken over by it. This is just, I'm not complaining. It's just too much. You know, most politicians and people study like 2 weeks to give a 10-minute speech. And I'm just up here constantly having to, and I'm not bitching. It's just overwhelming. It's absolutely overwhelming. And you see how they overwhelm Trump, who thinks he's doing a good job. He means well. He does well on so many issues he understands, but he doesn't understand the military. I don't know. I just know where we're about to be. not just militarily, but economically right now. And people will take this serious later. You will, when you're starving to death, when you're eating bug protein, you'll remember this broadcast. Because this isn't like all the past wars. It's the time we're at in history. It's what's going on. And I'll just say this and come back with your calls. In fact, I won't even talk about the invasion. Let's just have it. Who cares? It's not even important. All right? Fine. No, no. Later, I'm going to get all my articles together again, get all my clips together again, and then I'm going to go over it. And I'm going to make the point about why it's so important. Maybe I just did. Maybe we clip that on the front. And I'm not frustrated with anybody here in the crew. I'm frustrated with myself. Because I don't have the sense of urgency. I am the problem. Why does the Kremlin say it seems we're at the end of the world? It seems the end of the world is upon us. We'll get into that coming up. But hopefully this de-escalates, and I think we can get it de-escalated if there's enough calls to Congress and enough prayer and enough involvement by people. But if people take this like it's no big deal, we're screwed. Just on the economic front. Now let me do this, because on the economic front, you're the reason we're still here on air, and I need funds and I need support, plus we sell you great products. There's a big sale that ends tonight. The Methylene Blue sale ends tonight at midnight. 50% off Ultra Methylene Blue capsules. They're amazing. We have the America 250-year anniversary limited edition shirt. That's amazing. Maybe we can put that up. It's at alexjonesstore.com. It's a great shirt. We also have George Washington. I love it. Where he says it's not treason if you win. 1776 or 2026. Let's go back to that shirt. It's really awesome. I came up with the concept. They had the great design. That's a really nice shirt. Might end up being a tombstone marker, though, if we don't save it. But almost no nation or republic's ever gone past 50 years. In fact, none have. So 1776 to 2026, America 250. America 250. And we've got the new one I really love, the George Washington's. It says it's not treason if you win the war. It really says it all. I like that one. Testicular injuries in women's sports has a graph going straight up. America Supply Company. I came up with that idea. Just a nice, clean Patriot deal. Clean USA hats. Also, a property of Jesus. We saw the property of Allah, so I thought, why not property of Jesus? We got the Irish-centric green Betsy Ross shirts. Those are great. Got the InfoWars limited edition Irish four-leaf clovers. There it is. It's only treason if you lose. Love that. And then we've got the new line of shirts, the American Supply Company as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need the funds. Stay with us. As InfoWars not delivered. In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the InfoWar continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participated, supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mega sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at theultrastore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.